beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Please be patient with us as we are learning this new text feature to Rosie on the House. It's 411-923, and then text your comment. Keep them short, because if you go over the 120 characters, it puts a strange number in front of it that cuts off what you're trying to. So I'm getting half messages and three parts, and yeah, I can't piece together quite everything that's being said. So,
and you can email questions to us, and we'll get it, you know, the following week, or reply with another, or they send me the email and I reply during the week to your answer too. So if you have something lengthy, that would probably be the better way to do that.
And that email? info@rosieonthehouse.com. It's right on the front page of our website, Rosie on the House. From what I can tell from this texter, they attribute the passing of a golden retriever and a horse to an oleander. So,
it could, you know, I mean, certainly it can happen, but I can just tell you there are lots and lots of actual professional horse breeders, trainers, arenas, boarders that have oleanders and don't have any issues. Usually it has something to do with how they're fed. And you could always get the wacky horse that's just going to eat anything, and that could be a problem. I'm not saying I would encourage somebody to go out and plant a bunch of oleanders around
but
their horse.
But the sky isn't falling.
Yeah.
Next, this and do include your name. It does help. But this gentleman wants to know, how does a person eliminate urine spots on ryegrass? That's actually a pretty easy one.
Well, there's a couple of things you can do. Number one, you know, irrigate those spots extra. Number two, there are some things you can put in the pet food that will cut down on the, you know, the acidity that causes that burning. Usually it's a female dog that causes that, not a male dog. Typically, because they're very concentrated where they urinate.
Isn't tomato juice one of those things?
I've heard that. Yeah, tomato juice is supposed to work as well.
So if you could get them to eat it, I guess you just pour it on their food.
Put it on the food.
Good piece of bread or rice or something.
Yeah.
It won't help. It's already burnt. That's just going to have to take time. Will it grow back?
Generally, yes. You know, a couple of mowings. Another thing that you can test this time of year, too, you can notice where your dogs have gone to the bathroom. When it grows back, a lot of times it'll grow back a lot darker green. That means you need to probably feed your lawn. So if those areas are dark or green and you got patches of dark green out there, your lawn, the rest of your lawn could be that same dark green if you'd fertilize it. And as it gets colder, it's important to get that fertilizer on now while we still have some relative warmth. If we get a hard frost or whatever, it can yellow. If those lawns are a little bit lacking, they can yellow out real easy.
Hey, here's a great example of an experienced texter, Ryan in Gilbert. When should I cover my bushes so they don't get frostbitten?
Well, you know, that generally it you will have a freeze warning of some type. You know, these frosty mornings right now that you're getting a little frost on the roof. I had ice on my window of my truck this morning, but it was like 38 degrees. It wasn't. And, you know, it's just that super cooling on glass or steel or up on the asphalt shingles of a roof or maybe even on the lawn. So generally takes something below 32. You know, it depends on what kind of bushes you have. There'll be a freeze warning. If you watch the weather every night, the Weather Channel or your local weather station, they will tell you when you need to cover things. And you need to know also your yard. You know, what temperature do you occur? What is your temperature in relation to the forecast temperature? If you live in Gilbert, you're probably a little bit colder, maybe a lot colder than the actual low at the airport. So you need to know that as well.
And for our last question, Rob, that will get on the air, wants to know if you can text a photo. We do not have photo on this text. Again, that would be an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and then you can attach your picture there. Jay, you're down at Harper's Nursery on
Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, 2529.